I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
It is well and truly dark by the time that you get to the cliffs.
Oh, should we rest at the house, mate? Oh, is this, by the way, yeah. Sorry, I'll stop interrupting.
That's okay. you've probably by the time that you step outside and you're like, all right, it's nighttime, the basement door is locked, but yeah. You could sleep in their house if you wanted to ask. You could just go back and ask if you wanted to.
I think we should rest before we...
I think...
Yeah.
Why do things at night when you can do them during the day?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Let's go ask. Should we just politely let them know?
I think we've earned it. I think we'll just... I think we should just...
We just called out from the top of the stairs.
Yeah. Hey!
We're just going to be using your beds here for a bit, all right? So don't go freaking out or anything.
There's no response.
Okie dokie.
I think we're good to go.
Shotgun, the king-sized bed.
Okay.
I don't really need anything but kings.
Do you set a watch? It is typically customary when you're sleeping out in the woods to set someone always be awake while everyone else is sleeping and take it in shifts.
Oh.
Would you like to set a watch or do you feel comfortable?
I think it'll be okay.
I think we're pretty comfortable.
Fine, yeah. Right.
We've earned it.
I'm downright overconfident, yeah.
Cool. So who's sleeping where? There's the master bedroom and there's two kids' bedrooms.
Feels I now will much sleep more in the relevant. Master bedroom.
Uh-huh, yeah, of course. Gaius snuggles up in one of the kids' beds, breaking the bed.
I guess I'm in... is there another bed in with Gaius in that bedroom?
There's two kids' bedrooms.
Oh, so they're not in the same room.
Yeah, there's one...
So I can't
one...
sleep with Gaius.
I mean, you could, but if you try, in his brugish voice, he says, sleep in the other bedroom.
All right, there, sorry, no, of course, yes. Okay, guys, so we'll see you tomorrow, right?
He nods, good night. The blanket is too small. He tucks the blanket as best as he can over him.
Look, I'm terrified for my life, but that is a funny looking image right there.
Okay, so you can be 1-2.
Great.
Nathan, you can be 3-4, mm-hmm. Throgo, and 5-6 will be Gaius. All right. All of you are awoken by a terrible crashing noise in the middle of the night. You hear grunting and then, rah!
Rah! Oh, boy.
All right, let's go to initiative. You're just at a watch, you maniacs.
We're not the smartest group of adventurers, right?
We're new.
Exactly. And I mean, we're inside and all that. I thought these things have been attacking during the day. Nathan, you should know griffins, right? I didn't know they'd come through houses.
I thought, it is a nighttime griffin. You're right.
It is a nighttime griffin. Well, you are all surprised. So the griffin gets to act in a surprise round, which is a round where only it acts, basically. Yep. So it spends that round exploding into... Well, you just hear terrific tearing and sundering noises. You hear Gaius crying out in surprise and then pain. Uh-huh. And then Throgo, you are in bed. You took off your... Oh, no, wait. You wear leather armor, so you can... Would you have slept in your leather armor? I should have asked you this before we did this. You can if you want.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he sleeps... He's lazy.
Sure.
Well, you wake up. You're in your leather armor. Your backpack is probably somewhere in this room. What would you like to do?
What the fuck? I'll go in. I can't leave. Right. I'll go straight into the room.
Well, do you want to pick up your full backpack and start like getting yourself ready with everything? Or do you want to just grab one or two things and then head there?
Does he have a bunch of stuff? Or is it just...
Yeah, you've got daggers, rapier, a short bow.
Yeah, okay. He's the kind of guy who gets up quick, I feel like. So he would grab everything. Like, as part
right.
of, like,
so you active. Basically spend your turn just getting all of your stuff, like your backpack, your dagger, your rapier, your short bow. That'll be your turn.
Okay, I guess.
Unless, did you say quick to get up?
Yeah, I feel like he'd be quick to get up.
Oh, well, then you might only grab one or two things.
Okay, yeah, that's what I think. He would.
So what weapons would you like to grab then?
A stabbing one and a shooting one.
So short bow and dagger or rapier? Do you have a preference?
What's the difference?
Oh, do you know what a rapier is?
It's like a long sword, isn't it?
It's like a foil, you know, where the guys with the mask.
It sounds so weak against a griffin. I think I'll grab the dagger.
Okay, cool. You grab a dagger and you grab your short bow.
Yeah.
You explode into Gaius's room. You can see that the outer wall is just gone.
Yeah.
There is a sleek, jet black, you assume, griffin?
Yeah.
It's covered in feathers up the front. Up the back, it's actually fur, not feathers. And it has the back half of a lion. The front half, it's not really of an eagle because eagles aren't four-legged creatures. But the front half kind of resembles an eagle. It's got an eagle's head, talons, wings, etc. But you notice that the beak, rather than an eagle's beak, the beak is incredibly long and it has several different colored stripes on it.
Ah, a toucan. That's what that is.
The creature is savaging Gaius. Gaius cannot sleep in heavy armor, so he basically had to disrobe to get to bed. His flesh is kind of like bare exposed, and you can see cuts and slashes along it. He has been wounded.
I try to shoot the griffin in the eye.
You fire your short bow. Yeah, you hit it. Good job.
All right.
You deal 8 points of damage. You wounded it. But the creature does not seem to have even been slowed down by that.
So it hasn't dropped Guy or anything?
No.
Okay.
It's got a lot of hit points left. It's a tough creature.
Yeah.
And then it's the griffin's turn. Now, it's fighting Gaius, but you just heard it.
Yeah.
It turns to you and it beats its giant wings. You're scared. It lashes out at you, we'll say with its beak. Yeah. With its beak, it tries to charge its way forward and tries to lock its beak around your body. You take a step backwards and its head gets jammed in the doorway and it has trouble getting at you. So you're kind of out now. You're outside of the room now, standing in the hallway as the beak chomps down in your direction.
Oh, well, this is terrifying, but yeah, all right.
The beak retracts and then the creature with one of its talons launches in to try and attack you. But when that happens, Gaius launches in front of the blow. The blow pins him to the wall instead. And it's Gaius' turn. You hear. He bathes the griffin in cold energy. The griffin fucks up its saving throw and takes 3 points of damage.
Damn. What?
Maybe as he's doing it, you hear and a bit of blood comes out with the breath weapon. Then it is, Nathan, your turn.
All right.
You similarly do not have your equipment. You have a quarterstaff, but you also have your magical component pouch. That's what you use. Like, it's what you grab all of the different odds and ends you need to cast your spells with.
Yep.
So you have your component pouch, your quarterstaff.
Like on me?
Well, no, they're like next to you, but you can't, you didn't sleep like with them hooked on your belt or anything. So you can grab all of your equipment or you can just grab a few things.
I grab the pouch of business and I get the...
Component pouch.
Yep, component pouch. And I get the crossbow that I have.
Okay.
And I run to the room.
Well, you...
And I also... Wait, can I get there in time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You see what's happening.
Yep.
What would you like to do?
I'll use magic missile.
Okay. Well, magic missile has no chance of failure. You fire three darts, I assume all at the griffin.
No, I'm team griffin now.
Well, the griffin definitely knows that.
Yeah.
That's what's important. Three bolts of arcane energy slam into the griffin, doing 8 points of damage.
Cool.
After the first blow, the griffin kind of like turns and you see the eye through the doorway staring at you. But then the second bolt slams into that eye. The griffin recoils back and your third bolt strikes it in the chest. Then it is Throgo, your turn again.
I guess so I can just shoot it or stab it, really. Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'd probably shoot it.
You fire your bow, you miss.
Come on.
Do you have any, what little power-up things do you have? Do you have any?
I've got the try again defense one, I think, which was like, I just wrote down try again defense. Yeah, I think you said a roll again.
Oh, for try again?
Yeah, yeah. Is that?
No, unfortunately, yeah.
It's not useful. And the other one I've got is thunder and lightning, but that probably doesn't help.
Yeah, those are both for if you hit.
Okay.
Yeah. Alas, your arrow goes wide.
Fuck.
As you draw the arrow back, the griffin issues this massive bellow that literally knocks you on your ass in terror, and you accidentally fire at the ceiling instead.
Fuck.
It's the griffin's turn. It's going to attack Gaius again. It hits Gaius. Gaius is locked in its beak. It lifts Gaius up, throws him into the air. Gaius sails clear over the griffin and falls out the hole in the wall.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
You lose track of where he is.
Okay.
Then, with its claw, it tries to reach in and attack again. Its claw hits the doorway as it tries to reach through and grab at Throgo. But when it hits the door, it kind of slows down and is knocked a little aside. You throw yourself in the opposite direction. It slams the back wall and you fall out of reach.
Okay. Jesus.
That was the griffin's turn. It's Gaius's turn. And it is Nathan's turn.
Okay, that's...
I think Gaius might be in trouble. I think he might be dying
in the street
below, or the just farm below. With burning hands, it says it's a 15-foot cone.
Mm-hmm.
So is it just like a fire shooty spell?
Yeah, it's a fire shooty spell. It creates a cone.
What's is the damage better for burning hands or for magic missile?
Burning hands, slightly higher maximum. But you're very unlikely to get it, yeah.
I'm going to do Burning Hands.
No!
All right, chance it. Hell yeah.
I'm a freaky wizard, baby. That's what we do.
It passes. So that'll be half damage.
Shit.
Half that is 7.
Well, you don't round up.
Yeah, round up. Come on.
No, you first round down.
Well, I'm feeling like this is a bit rigged against us now. To be honest, Nathan.
Splaying your fingers out. You bathe the griffin in fire. The griffin freaks the fuck out, launches itself off the side of the building. Its wings extend outwards, a mighty flap, and then it flies away.
Ooh.
Oh.
Throgo, you get to... Would you like to prevent it from escaping?
Fire a thing.
I think I'd fire it. Yeah, fuck it, because this has a sneak attack as well. Let's fire it.
No, it won't be a sneak attack, unfortunately.
It's flying away.
No, unfortunately, you can't do a sneak attack against a creature that is both aware of you and not fighting someone else.
Okay, right.
It is still aware. You fire an arrow. You do a measly 4 points of damage, but that is just the 4 points that you needed to do. The arrow flies straight and true. You just barely can make out the silhouetted shape of black upon the black around it. Firing the arrow, see it streak. You see it land true. It hits the solid mass in the darkness. You can't tell where you hit, but as soon as it does, the mass begins to immediately start careening downwards. You hear a mighty boom as the griffin strikes the earth, shaking it. And hear in the darkness, as horses begin scattering again.
The horse is gone.
You are no longer in initiative. You may act whenever you want.
I'm going to go get all my stuff.
Uh-huh.
I lift my hand for a high five, but he's already walked away.
You go collect your stuff. Yeah. You are left hanging.
Yeah.
Well, being left hanging is a very quick thing to do. Yeah. What else would you like to do?
I'll go grab my... I'll go check on... all right there, Guy, you're right, mate.
You look out the hole in the wall. Gaius is lying on the ground in the earth below. You can see one of his legs is bent at a bad angle. He looks up at you and he kind of like with a shaking hand reaches up towards you. Obviously, he's very far away though, because so he's not going to reach you.
Yeah. like, can I see if he's about to die or something? Or
he's dying. Would you like to do something about that?
Yes, try to do a medical check, whatever. Yeah, right,
you we rush have to get downstairs first.
Yeah, you do. Well, that's okay. You rush to get to him. You make a medicine check. Oh, never mind about that one. It's gone. We've lost that one forever. Hey!
Oh, all right. Hey!
Can I get a number between 1 and 50?
Let's go with 31.
He nearly died, by the way.
Oh, really?
He was right about to fucking die.
All right.
Yeah, good thing you fucking did that.
All right, well, we've got a bit of luck coming back to us, don't we there, Nathan?
It's all turning around.
You're one lucky guy.
Get behind me. Take all incoming damage for one ally this round, or let them take it for you if they're willing.
Okay.
Basically what Gaius did before.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I also run down after getting all my stuff to do. Is there any point in me doing a medicine check as well? Does that do anything?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
All right, just go and get bloody the lady down in the basement.
No, she's probably safer there. Well, we haven't killed the griffin, have we? We just wounded it, I would imagine.
You don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I'm saying to go help Gaius save his life.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you save Gaius's life.
Oh, he's alive. Okay, yeah. So, right.
While you're saving Gaius's life, you have collected all of your equipment, Nathan. Yeah. What would you like to do now?
I'm going to load my crossbow and slowly approach the griffin on the floor.
All right.
On the dirt.
Step out of the building. You look to, like, your left, and you can see Gaius and Throgo. Throgo standing over Gaius. You can see that he's tending to him. Mm-hmm. You very gingerly, with the light crossbow, start kind of creeping your way towards the figure in the darkness. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the black upon black materializes as the griffin. It's kind of landed around where the road is. You can see like a big trail between the trees where it dragged itself through the ground, as in falling. Obviously, it hasn't gotten up and since moved. You approach it. It seems still, but you're looking at its back.
At a distance. Well, I'm out of spells now. So at a distance, I will slowly like make a sort of a semicircle shape.
Yeah,
pointing my crossbow the whole time at its head, and I have a look that way around its front.
You come round to the toucan front.
Yeah,
the beak is slightly parted, and you can see its tongue is lolling out. As you approach the creature. It's breathing very faintly.
I shoot it in the head with my crossbow.
You fire nearly point blank into the creature's head with your crossbow. The crossbow bolt pierces through its throat, nicks something serious, and immediately a fountain of blood begins shooting out of the creature's head. Within mere moments, by the time Throgo is finished stabilizing Gaius, the creature has bled out and died.
Griffins can't talk, can they?
No, it is sentient, but it's not sapient.
Woohoo! Is what I say.
All right, so mate, did I end up killing it? Did my shock bring it down?
Yep. It was all you, buddy.
All right, I feel a lot better now. That's really great.
So, what's next?
Well, is there a second griffin?
It's still nighttime as well.
Oh, so yeah.
Bedtime. Yeah, you have.
Let's go back to sleep. No watch. I need it.
Okay. Do you?
Actually, well, let's go down to what you were saying. Let's go to the hole at the bottom.
Yeah, let's take guys down there.
Yep.
And let's all sleep down.
Yeah, let's all
sleep down there.
The little thing. Shh. What happened?
We killed it.
It's dead?
It's dead.
The door opens. The woman is standing there. Oh my God. Thank you. She runs out and she like grabs both of you in a big bear hug. Mm. And she sees Gaius. I assume you've brought him with you. Yeah. She sees Gaius and she gives like a shriek of horror. But bring him in. Is he okay? Is he alive?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
I actually saved his life, technically. So just putting that out there.
As Gaius kind of like half staggers into the room, he doesn't say anything. He just gives like a weak thumbs up. He lies down on a bed next to the wounded man. And she helps treat him as well.
Well, can we sleep here? Because there might be a second one. We don't know.
The woman looks absolutely distraught, beside herself. Looks like she's about to cry. A second one?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yes, of course. You could stay here the night, she says.
Probably should have done that from the start, to be honest.
We'll do a long rest there.
Yeah. Right.
You complete your long rest, Everyone is fully healed.
All right.
Ooh, I don't think I lost any hit points.
Yeah, no, I don't think you did.
Guy just took them all.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, Guy's got all these hit points left? He's fully healed?
Yeah.
He's just one night's rest.
Great.
After being savaged by a griffin and nearly died.
Welcome to D&D, my friend.
It's these elven beds. They're very comfortable.
Mm.
You have a Zenzu bean and head on. That's a Dragon Ball Z reference for all you kids out there. Or you kids at heart.
Made it weird, bro.
What do you mean? For those of you too young or too old to have such that you missed.
I get the reference. Yeah, no.
I don't think I made it weird. I think I made it cool.
It was good.
I
liked it.
Yeah. Kids thank you, Hayden.
Yeah. I didn't understand the reference, but I got it. All good.
Yeah, see, Hayden's
I'm
too
the kid
young.
At heart, yeah.
Is he kid at heart?
You're a kid.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm a kid.
Kid at heart would be my dad. It'd be like, Zenzu Bean, what's wrong with you? Get a real job.
That is like your dad.
Also, but he's I getting don't it, love though. You. Sorry.
But he's getting the reference, though, so...
No, he's not getting the reference.
Okay,
that's the thing.
So he's not a kid
at
heart.
If he got the reference, maybe he'd enjoy it for once in his fucking life.
This got real. Yeah, that's...
Should we
unpack this? Maybe we should have a deeper rest and deal with Gaius's dad issues.
Anyway. Yeah, you're fully recovered. You get all of your spells back.
Beautiful.
What would you like to do with the rising of the sun?
I think we should head to the cliffs and see if there's a second one.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not much else we can do.
Mm.
Yeah, no, you're right there. Let's go check this out. We're all recovered magically.
Are we doing food in this?
You get fed here.
Okay.
They have food in the basement that they'll give you.
Lovely.
Yeah. So you... Delicious lambus bread. Mm. Oh, well, we can't have that because that's copywritten. Delicious bambus bread.
This bambus bread is quite all right, don't you reckon?
Yes. And then I rub my tummy.
Yeah. You make some fine bread.
With the coming of the morning, you head towards the cliffside to the north of you. You arrive there without too much trouble. The cliff, it's kind of like a sea cliff. It's basically immediately sheer cliff and then waves crashing beneath you.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. A number between 1 and 50.
Is it me again?
Yeah, you again.
Oh, my God.
I know. What the fuck?
21.
Skilled. Roll a skill check with advantage.
And you got a whole heap now.
Yeah, I got four.
You would take down this griffin in one roll with this kind of moves.
Looking over the edge, Throgo, you can't really, if you're looking around, you can't really see much of anything. But Nathan, looking over the edge, you spy almost immediately, not too far below where you are currently, actually, there is like a little ledge, and you don't see the entire creature, you just see kind of like the figurative and literal tail end of it as it kind of like turns around. It must have been lying out to feel the morning sun upon it. You see it turn around and its tail flick outwards, and then it walks into some sort of cave in the cliffside.
How are we going? I obviously relay that information.
Sure.
Yeah.
How are we going to get down to the cliff's face?
Gaius roots around in his backpack and produces 50 feet of rope.
Oh, brother.
I'm as much a fan of going down, climbing down cliff faces as the next person, but could we not just get it to come to us?
Gaius shrugs. Perhaps.
We're there on the cliff edge. It's very close, wouldn't it? We make a racket. Would it
maybe
come?
Maybe we scream and make horse noises.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And it'll come and try and eat us.
You could try.
I go... Nay, 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 and stomp around.
Did you not want to like prepare? You fucking idiot, Nathan. All right, well, Nathan, you really jumped the gun there a little bit. I was just putting that forward as a suggestion.
I do not stop.
Fuck me.
You're really tempted to punish us for this, aren't you?
I didn't do anything. Yeah. What are you talking about? He's fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Throgo, you spot the creature sticks its head out and kind of looks in your direction, but it doesn't do anything. It's just heard you. Do you keep going, Nathan?
No, I stop and I look around for a big rock.
Well, could we just shoot it then?
You could. It's.
Is it still sticking his head out?
No, it's close enough that you could plunging shot it. Yeah, absolutely.
Or spell it or, yeah. And do it at the same time.
And is his head still sticking out?
Yeah, his head's still sticking out.
So I can
see
him.
Yeah.
Let's both.
Oh,
I
could just cast magic missile.
Let's do it all at the same time as well. Can we surprise it? Because it doesn't know where.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So can guys get involved as well? Does he have any ranged attacks?
He jumps off the edge. No.
He could have had a good rock.
He has a light crossbow. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do that. Let's try and.
So all three. Three-way surprise hit.
Oh, and yeah, sorry. The griffin that's looking up at you is the more conventional griffin, shall we say. It's eagle golden. Instead of toucan.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Throgo, you go first. You fire your short bow. You get advantage because it's a surprise round. Okay, even with advantage, you suck ass. I aim your short bow downwards, and then as you're drawing back, the creature's not even trying to intimidate you. It just makes the noise that the previous one made, the big, like, like cawing noise, and like a part of you nearly shits itself. So you're like, you fire your arrow and it goes wild
into the ocean.
The griffin is surprised, doesn't get an action. Gaius quickly loads his light crossbow, leans over the edge, and fires. He eats shit as well.
What Gaius? The hell? It's the biggest waste of a surprise attack.
As Gaius like leans over, the crossbow bolt slips out the end of the crossbow without being fired and just falls. And then finally, Nathan.
I love this Three Stooges dynamic we've got going on at this point.
I'll do magic missile.
Magic missile. Definitely going to hit.
Now, Nathan, it just would be funny if you also missed. So would you like to do something other than magic missile? There's no benefit. Yeah, I just think it would be funny.
I'll do magic missile, thank you very much.
That's fair. Three bolts strike it, dealing 13 points of damage. The griffin spreads its wings and is going to leap off on its turn. It's Throga, your turn again.
Well, I can't really do much except shoot it, right?
Another arrow goes wide, my friend.
This is just...
It's the griffin's turn. The griffin launches off the side, spreads its wings, and with one mighty flap, it shoots up like a bottle rocket. It comes up and... You pissed it off. Yeah. It attacks you, Nathan. Its beak lashes out at you. So do you see a spell called Shield?
I think
you have it. So Shield gives you an extra 4 AC. Because you might want to use it right now. Because you're about to get hit.
I will use shield.
As the creature lashes out at you with its beak nearly comes, it like you wince. The beak comes within bare inches of your body and then stops suddenly as a magical shield appears around you. The shield crumples and crackles and then completely dissipates. But by the time that it dissipates, the griffin is past. Then Ooh. Gaius fires his light crossbow. He hits.
All right, Gaius, finally doing something.
He took a lot of damage for you.
Today.
Finally doing something.
All right.
He deals 5 points of damage. Then it is Nathan, your turn.
I will use my light crossbow to try and attack the griffin.
Oh, dear. I'm very sorry. As you take out your light crossbow, the griffin nearly fucking took your head off, dude. Mm-hmm. You're sweating heavily. You take one of your old man hands, you drag it across your old man forehead, and it comes away slick with old man sweat.
I don't like where this is going, to be honest.
Taking out the light crossbow with shaking hands, you aim it. Once again, the griffin does the "Gah!" sound, and in a fright, you let go of your crossbow, and you hear...
Oh, no.
As it clatters down the side of the
For fuck's
sake. Okay.
And that was your turn, Nathan.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Then, you know what? For being a good sport, give me a number between 1 and 50.
8.
Heaven and hell. For one round, change the type of damage you deal to either radiant or necrotic. Radiant is holy damage. Necrotic is like... decay damage, basically. Throga?
Well, it sounds like my only options, again, just to try to shoot this thing. So let's give it a go.
What?
It sucks you don't have a reroll, dude. It really sucks. You fire and you miss. I'm so sorry.
What the fuck?
The griffin.
I'm really panicking right now. The griffin. I don't know if you picked up into this whole story, but I'm a bit of a panicker.
Flying in a great parabola, the griffin sails back downwards. 1-2 is Nathan. 3-4 is Throgo. 5-6 is Gaius. Whoa. Fell off the table. It's dead. Don't look at it. Okay. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. It's no longer part of the nest. Throgo, it swoops back down, and you need to make an athletics check as it makes... Oh, no, you want him to do acrobatics, I assume. It swoops down. Fuck, I hope this works. Yes. Yes. It swoops back down and picks you up.
Ah, come on.
As it soars back downwards, its front claws outstretch.
Good God.
It grabs Throgo and flies off with him.
Oh, no.
It's Gaius'
turn.
Well,
this is not great, guys. This is not what I signed up for.
Gaius looks at you, Nathan, with his light crossbow and says, "Do I keep firing?"
Yes.
Fire it. Throgo will remember this. He misses. Okay. Nathan, it's your turn.
So with my chill touch.
Yeah.
It's 1d8 necrotic damage, but I'm assuming it has to actually be touching them, right?
No.
Oh.
It's at a range of 100. So chill touch is a spell that does not require you to touch someone and does not do cold damage. It is a ranged necrotic spell.
Nice. Okay, so it's
it's a great
terribly named.
Well, yeah, it is absolutely terribly named. It's a holdover. It's a spell from earlier editions, but they had to work it to make it fit this edition.
Sure.
Anyway, yeah. So it's at 120 feet range.
I will chill touch it.
A spectral hand appears before you, Throgo, and reaches out to wrap around one of the front paws of the creature. As it does that, you can see old sores begin to open and blood oozes from the creature's skin like it's sweating blood. You deal 4 points of damage.
No.
No.
I just gave it an infection, really, didn't I?
Yeah.
Then it is...
A mild cough.
Yeah.
Throgo, your turn.
All right, well,
I'm a lot closer now. You're pretty high in the air.
Okay.
Yeah, what would you like to do?
Well, I'm going to go stab it with the best thing to stab it with. Is that
dagger?
Dagger? Yeah.
Yeah,
let's go with dagger.
You start trying to shiv the creature.
Please tell me I can at least hit it from this distance.
It's very funny, but it's possible you miss. No, you hit. Thank
okay.
God.
Okay. And I've
just
got
would
this,
have been very funny.
I've got this thunder lightning. Is that any use?
You can change the damage type from piercing to thunder or lightning, if you wish.
Is that better for a griffin?
If you change it to thunder, you might shock the griffin. Like, literally scare it, and it might let go of you.
Oh, it sounds like let's do that then. Why not?
You deal 5 points of damage.
All right.
And the...
All right.
You all hear a booming boom noise as the dagger drives itself in. As you're shanking its fucking underbelly, your anger fuels the weave of magic around you, and your final stab upwards echoes with a booming noise, and you see for a brief moment the blade changes from a metal to, like, pure energy. But when you've drawn the dagger back out, it's metal again, because it's not expecting that, and it is a bit noise-sensitive. It kind of like freezes up for a moment and lets go of you. You fall.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
I didn't really think this through.
Yeah, you didn't.
No, I did not think this through. All right.
All right.
How high up was he?
About, well, that depends. What are we talking here?
Am I over the ocean?
Yeah, you're over the water right now. You would be, it was 50 feet to the thing, another 20 feet down to the bottom. You'd be about 70 feet in the air. No, you'd only be 60 feet in the air.
Above the ocean. 60 feet above the ocean. Okay.
All right, you begin falling. It is
the griffin's
turn. The griffin turns around and begins soaring towards you lot again.
Mm.
The griffin launches itself at Nathan and tries to peck at you again. It fucks its shit up immensely. It aims a little too low and slams into the side of the cliff. Going at full speed, it deals itself 8 points of damage. You feel the tremendous You and Gaius both need to make dexterity saving throws to stay, to not fall off the edge.
Okay.
So yours is plus one. Yeah, you're fine. Gaius is plus zero.
I don't know Gaius is going to fuck this up.
All right, so the tremendous rumbling sound. The creature stops making any noise, and you hear as something big and heavy is falling. You just hear that, Nathan. Throgo, you look a little bit above you as you're falling, and you see that the griffin, unconscious, is falling as well. And then as the cliffside rumbles, you see Gaius lose his footing and also
I can't believe the griffin's part of this comedy sketch now.
Okay.
Three of them are currently falling?
Yes. Gaius spends his turn falling. Nathan, you get one turn. What would you like to do?
What can I do?
I don't think there's anything you can do.
Can I do chill touch again and try and
get the griffin? Yeah, you can do chill touch again on the griffin if you wanted to.
But
I'm
going to.
Or you could quickly, you can make it so that one of your friends is unconscious when they die.
They
don't feel as much pain, you know?
We're going into water, though. Maybe we'll live.
Yeah. When you hit water at high speed, it's fine.
Can he not save us somehow?
Especially with some jagged rocks and cliff faces next to it.
Chill touch that, like, the hand grabs me or holds me up?
Actually, yeah. Could I change my chill touch from necrotic damage to holy damage with the heaven or hell?
It still does thing? Damage, though.
Yes. Okay.
There's no way to slow us down.
No, I don't think there is a spell you have that can slow you down right now.
It doesn't seem to be. Yep. Nope. Okay, I will cast Chill Touch on the griffin again.
Okay.
But I'll make it holy damage this time using my heaven or hell thing.
You hear a distant, oh, and the griffin takes an additional, only 1 point of damage. It didn't matter. The griffin's probably going to die.
Okay.
That was Nathan's turn. Throgo, you hit the water.
Okay.
You take it's one for, oh god.
Oh my god, that's a lot of dice. That's a lot of numbers, dude.
Get Gaius to get behind me.
It's a willing person.
Yeah.
Gaius is dead anyway. He might as well sacrifice himself for me.
But wouldn't you be so much lower than him?
Yeah, but it's
I would say that Gaius isn't nearby.
Ah.
You are actually thankfully a little bit out, so that when you hit the water, this isn't going to be good. Oh, wait, will this just kill you anyway? It's 21 points of damage.
Well, that sounds like an awful lot.
How many do you have?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah, that will outright kill you, actually. Okay.
I feel good with Jack's testing his dungeon master skills.
If you can explain to me why Gaius would take this damage for you, why would he be willing to do this for you?
Look, we've already established that Gaius, he likes me.
Yeah.
Right? We've gotten along real well. I tried to get in bed with him.
Have we established that?
Well, we tried to get in bed with him.
I mean, you saved his life.
I did save his life.
You did save his life.
I saved his life, right?
You know what? Actually, fair point.
Yeah.
He takes the damage for you.
Done.
How does that look?
Yeah.
As both of you are falling, Gaius, being heavier, catches up. Don't think about it.
Okay. Yeah. I got more wound resistance.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. He's a lot heavier.
No, yeah. I'm thinking about in a vacuum. Yeah, no. Gaius, being a bit heavier and bulkier, is probably maybe falling at a slightly different rate.
Yeah.
You maybe spread yourself out to slow yourself down. You kind of catch up to each other a moment before you hit the water. Gaius grabs you, rolls around with you so that you're above him. He looks you in the eyes and says, "Tell my story," and then you forget the water. You take no damage. Gaius is not outright killed.
Wow.
But it's not looking great for old Gaius.
Is he unconscious?
21. Wait, is he outright killed? No, he's not.
All right.
He's unconscious.
Well, okay. He's also sinking into the ocean.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stay in initiative because it is actually important what you do and when.
Okay.
Nathan, you get another turn. Is there anything you think you could do?
I'm like 60 feet.
Is the griffin dead though? Or
you're 70 feet above them.
I'm 70 feet above them.
Oh yeah, the griffin has also hit the water and is... Did the griffin float? I think it's sinking. I would say the griffin is sinking.
Mm.
I would say the principle of buoyancy does not affect the griffin right now. The griffin begins sinking.
How much rope? You don't have any rope.
Nathan has no rope. You basically can just watch.
I've got
Nathan.
I've got a little bag of sand.
All right, well, Nathan, that's not really.
A second you hit the water, Gaius starts sinking. He's unconscious. He begins sinking down into the water. What do you do?
Okay, human beings float, don't they, when they're alive? No, they don't. Do they? Yes, they do. Dead bodies float.
I think they sink, but when they're dead bodies, they get all gassy.
My understanding is that a human body does float at the beginning. It's like a decomposition thing. At the beginning, you float. Then you start sinking, then you float again. But at the beginning part where you're floating, the way you float is our natural thing is that we float with our head down, so you do still drown.
The only reason I'm saying this is because
I think.
Because he might not be strong enough on his own, but if he gets the armor off Gaius, he can save Gaius.
Yeah, potentially.
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 And the griffin's not really an issue right now.
No, the griffin has been dashed upon the rocks.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Okay. Well, look. Guys, let's get you to tell the story, guys. Okay, I unbuckle these things to bring him back up to
you. Right. You will need to make an athletics check to swim, first off, which you pass. Then you're going to need to make a dexterity check.
All right, sounds like something I'd be good at.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it. All right, wow, fuck, that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. You begin unclasping his armor. It's going to take at least another round. So you're going to need to make one other athletics check and one other dexterity check. But pass these two and you're fine. Pass the athletics check. You pass the... Yep. All right.
All right.
I thought that was going to be a bit harder. No, you did it. You unclasp his armor.
That was too easy. That was...
You grab Gaius and you start swimming up. You surface and you are able to keep Gaius's head above water. What's your plan?
Oh, yeah. Because Nathan's fucking useless.
Yell down. You're all right. You're okay.
All right. Well, Nathan, you're not really much fucking use right now. So is there anywhere I can like beach us at least so we're not just floating in the water?
Yeah, you can see a nearby space where you can beach yourself. Yeah.
All right. Let's just swim and get some ground on us.
You start swimming in that direction. All right. It's going to take a little while. Yeah. Eventually you get to the beach. By the time you get to the beach, Gaius is kind of like coughing up seawater. Nathan, you, I assume, go to meet them.
Yeah, sure. I scale down the 60-foot cliff face in one turn.
You can find like a path. Not really. No, actually, there might be literally a worn path. They're swimming quite far down.
Okay, yeah.
So eventually there is a way to get down to a little sandy strip.
I go meet up with them.
Yeah. You all reunite. And with that, you have slain the two griffins. Gaius is in a rough condition, but after just letting him kind of like get a bit of a breather, the three of you are able to amble, slowly maneuver your way back towards the elven farms. If you so choose, did you have any unfinished business?
I wanted to have a look in the griffin's cave for any goodies.
Yeah?
Look, I'm always up for a couple of goodies. It's like,
Let's get some goodies.
Are we in an urgent need to save lives right now?
No, Gaius is in a stable condition.
Yeah, cool.
And we got a rope.
I take Gaius's rope.
Yeah.
And we
scale the side.
Try to scale the side to get to the goodies.
All right.
Yeah.
I think Throgo, you also have rope in your inventory. Yeah, you also have rope. And as you're kind of fixing it to a point to throw it over the edge to scale your way down, Gaius, from leaning up against where the tree is, where you've tied the rope to, knots. Make knots in the rope. Have enough. You make a bunch of knots every maybe foot in the rope, and that kind of forms it kind of forms almost like a single line ladder. With the extra knots, you've got so much more grip, and climbing down is way easier. Yeah. I'll say because of that, you don't even need to make a roll. You just climb down to where the griffins, where you find out the griffins were nesting. You find a literal nest made out of. Not twigs, but like big branches, maybe even trees, like proper trees that have just been completely uprooted. And you find three white, black speckled eggs.
Oh, all right. They said if you raise one from an egg, it's a good mount.
They said it's very dangerous to do that.
Yes, and expensive, but I've got that
11 pieces of gold from that poor farmer woman, so...
Well, I think it's going to be a bit longer than just us sitting here to do this part, mate.
I'll invest it and I'll, you know, be fine.
Feel free to add 3 griffin eggs to your inventory.
How big are griffin eggs?
About... Maybe...
Size of a dragon egg.
Yeah.
No, dragon egg would be bigger than that. Okay. A dragon comes out the size of a man.
Oh.
Yeah, dragons are big.
I was thinking of a Game of Thrones dragon egg.
Yeah, no, that'd be quite small. Yeah, even like a small, like a, even the smallest a baby dragon gets is like the size of a decent dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, a griffin egg though would be maybe about the size, I don't know, would you call that a football?
Yeah.
Yeah, about football. The size of a football.
All right, do you want one?
Well, I think it's kind of a given that we're all getting one each.
I did literally give you 3 with the intention of you sharing.
Well, all right, I'll hand them out.
One each.
Or should we destroy them?
No. So it's up
to you.
We all take one each as part of the loot.
They are dangerous animals, but sure, you could try to raise
them. We might be able to sell it later, but is there anything else around we can look around? Is there anything else? No.
You find a lot of gore. Mm. Like they were clearly collecting food for their young.
Right. Okay.
All right, well, that's it.
You collect the 3 griffin eggs, you gently climb your way back up, and with that, you set off back to Azamaril to hand in this contract and get a reward. A hefty sum of money, which hopefully will be enough to hire a proper trainer. Because if you don't get one, you'll have to fight 3 griffins. And you'll have an attachment to them as well, which is no good.
How much do we get? Money-wise,
the contract was worth 500 gold. 10% is given to the company for medical expenses and stuff like that. That money, basically, temple services are completely free for you because the company just has a contract with most major sort of temples and stuff like that to be like, if Greyhill Free Company come by, we'll pay you for it. Don't worry about it. So 50 gold goes to Greyhill Free Company. The rest is evenly divided between the 3 of you.
All right. Nifty.
Well, thank you for listening to one of the many stories of the Greyhill Free Company. We hope this tale imbued you with as much pride and respect for your fellow adventurer as it did me. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed these further adventures of Greyhill Free Company.